Yeah, so like with anything in the government, I think SkillBridge is amazing. It's a phenomenal program, but I guess let's backtrack. I learned about it whenever I was the career counselor or the career advisor. You know, it was my job to know what SkillBridge was. So when people came in and I had one-on-one sessions with people, I could say, here's where you're at in your career. You're ready or you are not ready. But if you are kind of ready, here's a pathway that you can take, SkillBridge. And I learned pretty quick that there was a massive lack of communication with the program, and there was an even bigger lack of support. So I just started thinking, like, what can I do to help this, right? And I in no way in a thousand years expected SkillBridge Network to blow up the way it did. It just happened. It just happened to.
Yeah, I was just talking with retired General Scott Brower earlier today about the SkillBridge program. And, you know, militarily, when you look at, we don't want to be paying unemployment for everybody getting out, but we have to be able to maintain force readiness and to fight two front wars. And we have a SkillBridge, the internal conflict of agendas makes it to where, do we want to promote this and tell everybody about it, or do we want to keep it, you know, on the DL? And it really creates an interesting chemistry because, you know, we're roughly 12,000 people are getting out of the military every month. You know, we're replacing those numbers by whatever we're doing right now a month. If you imagined your job as a refueler, if all of a sudden everybody within their 6-month window went to SkillBridge, could you still conduct your mission? You know,
Right, we
so
could. You know,
oh,
I'll be
you
completely.
could.
Absolutely, we could. You should always have a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C. I mean, that's the whole point. So, whenever I was brought up in the military, we did a lot of that all the time. So, if things failed, we were prepared. You know, granted, we had more people back then. But if I could, real quick, I kind of want to combat that thought process because that's not a
Go
misconception.
for
That's a very real thing across the force. So the way I see it is that yes, we all are getting paid to bring the fight forward. You know, I get that. But and while that's our number one priority, we also need to make sure that we are also helping people out from the get-go, from day one, from their mid-career, all
Yes.
the way out whenever they're separated. And then you wouldn't have as much of a recruiting issue because you would have me, you'd have you, you'd have everybody else that said, hey, you need to come check this out. Because even if you do 4 years, you're set up for life. And can we truly say that right now? You know?
No, we can't.